Latest results from the National Assessment of Education Progress, also known as the Nation's Report Card, it was not a pretty picture. Actually, severely showed the price paid by student learning during the COVID-19 pandemic. Just a brief overview. There were no improvements in math in any state or large urban district, and eighth grade math scores dropped in 51 participating states and jurisdictions. This was since the assessment was given last time, which was 2019, the year prior to the arrival of the pandemic in the U.S. Eighth grade math scores didn't change in Utah or the U.S. Department of Defense Education Activity Schools. That's about the best we can get out of that side of the report. And why that's important to note is eighth grade, according to a lot of experts, that's a crucial moment in the math education for students. They develop key math skills for further learning, potential careers in math, science. You don't address the situation, that could alter the direction, life opportunities of a whole host of young people, reducing their abilities to go after anything that's rewarding, productive in careers with math and science, technology. Basically, the future, if you want to get down to it. So let's get into some of the more specifics. Nationally, the average math score for fourth graders fell 5 points since 2019, dropped from 241 to 236, while the score for eighth graders went down 8 points, 282 to 274. This test also looked at reading, so on that side, the average scores for both grades fell 3 points, 220 to 217, the fourth grade level, 263 to 260 at the eighth grade. Percentage of students performing below the what's called the NAEP basic level, that increased. Now, that's not a good increase. This is the number of students performing below the basic levels. This increased across both subjects, both grade levels. In math, 25% of fourth graders were below the NAEP basic level in 2022. That's a jump of 19% from 2019. 38% of eighth graders were below that basic. That's an increase of 31%. Switching over to reading, the percentage of fourth graders below the NAEP basic level, that increased from 34% in 2019 to now 37%. With the eighth graders, that increased from 27% in 2019 to now 30%. These drops were pretty much widespread on the eighth grade math assessment, where scores declined across most racial and ethnic groups and for students across the performance distribution. That's lower, middle, higher performing students. Fourth grade math scores dropped for all racial and ethnic groups except Native Hawaiian Pacific Islander students. In eighth grade reading, scores dropped only for white students among the racial ethnic groups by 4 points. Scores declined in fourth grade reading for American Indian, Alaska Native, Black, Hispanic, as well as white students. We've got a link over at our homepage to this report, the PDF and everything. It's, you look at the states, it's obviously an ugly picture. Just really briefly going over, I'm not going to go down the list of states, they're lengthy, and here's why. Just in math alone, in the fourth grade, 43 states saw a decrease. In the eighth grade, 51 states. In reading, 30 states saw a drop. In grade 4, grade 8, 33. Now, there were some differences in school performance. A lot of these are being looked to as being caused by access to things like desktop computer, laptop, or tablet all the time, quiet place to work at least some of the time. Their teacher being available to help with schoolwork at least once or twice a week. And eighth graders, real-time video lessons with their teacher every day or almost every day. The NCES also gathered information on teacher confidence in performing remote instruction tasks, like addressing knowledge and skill gaps that may have taken place during the pandemic-related school closures. 50% of teachers or fewer reported feeling either quite or extremely confident in their ability to address the learning gaps. A little more specific here from the report. At fourth grade, 11% of students had teachers who reported being extremely confident. 11% in addressing knowledge and skill gaps. 35% of teachers in math and 36% in reading reported being quite confident. And that was it. Going up to eighth grade, 14% of students had teachers who reported being extremely confident in addressing knowledge and skill gaps. 35% of the teachers in math, 36% in reading, reported being quite confident. So, how should all these facts be responded to? I would recommend quickly in as an effective way as possible. We can put a muzzle on politics, any teacher union tirades. I know this might be tough for some in education authority to swallow, but the kids have to come first. Also, start planning now, instead of just a month before the end of the school year, with what additional learning services and programs could be made available during the summer, for example. You know, many districts I know have a roster of substitute teachers on standby. There's your army to attack this drop in learning. Let the subs take charge of after-hour classes and programs. If or when you see some that are getting results, guess what? They go to the top of the list for the next full-time teaching job that opens up. Also wonder, too, how many high-achieving high school students would like to try becoming a tutor, maybe? Parents also need to step up if your kid is falling behind. Ask them why they think that's happening. Then go to the teachers and listen to their side. And you know what? The truth will pretty much be somewhere between those two. And there's your starting point. I know this takes money. Well, no budget is carved in stone. If you prioritize a little better, you might be surprised how wide the wallet just might open up.